Salutations and crocodiles, my lovelies. Welcome to another day and moment in our sick, sad world. Another night full of lovely surprises from our wonderful, wonderful news. No, seriously. Welcome. I should have named the show that, considering all the bad news I've been encountering today. But you're live with us on Amethyst Dynasty again, and I love it. Thank you to all of my sponsors, such as Anchor. Get you some. It's a free podcast platform, and it won't let you down. It gave me the opportunity to get live and on the air. I've been wanting this for so long. I could almost taste it, and it happened, and now I'm here. But no, I hope my lovelies have had a glorious day in spite of all of the dramatics that's happening around us. I wanted to come in and just talk a little ish, you know, shoot the breeze a little bit about something that's really bothering me that I keep seeing regarding, as we'll name it right now, the Karachi COVID-19. And its comparability to the flu. Now, personally speaking, and this is my opinion, I've never seen any type of virulent disease make people pass out in the street, convulse, die right there in their spot, just drop dead like a fly. I ain't never seen that before, but maybe you have, and you can chime on in if you have and give us your story. But as of this moment, right here, right now at 6:17 p.m. on March, what is the day? The 5th? It misses me sometimes. I've never known that to be so. So saying that, and that's just one point, I don't think that it's right to do the flu that way. What did the flu ever do to you? And that was a bad joke. Ha ha ha, douche. But no, I don't see how it can compare to the flu. It's not the same thing. I've never seen a flu make major cities and countries lock down millions and millions of people on quarantine or stop flights or crash the economy. I mean, people, my God, what is it gonna take? Sometimes I say that our fellow citizens here in the great US of A won't be satisfied until they're actually seeing somebody right there, right next to them, standing on their toe, breathing down their neck, drop dead in front of them, and then they'll believe that it's something else to it. You know, and I hate to have to be so crass, but maybe that's what some of y'all need. Because I swear, I know everybody ain't no idiot. I know that there are some really brilliant minds out there. And maybe you're like me and you're looking around at what's going on and you're like, I just can't believe it. I know people are seeing the same thing that I'm seeing, but they're not taking it as seriously. And I think this should be taken more serious. I don't think it's right to keep saying that it's not a big deal. I don't think that people should be continuing on as though it's business as usual when literally Rome is crumbling in front of our eyes and they're literally announcing in all the major cities right now cases of this thing. They're buying motels to quarantine people. Santa Clara just said that they are, I think it's Santa Clara, if I'm not mistaken, California, is saying that they're telling people stay home, don't go in any large groups, no sports events, no music concerts. That is going to have a major reflex on not just everyday life, not just people's lives and health, but literally business as we know it, life as we know it, what makes America, America. And I just want people to stop shitting around pretending like they don't see what it is. It's happening, folks. It's happening right here, right now, as you and I live and breathe. And, you know, this is just the beginning of the birth pains our Bible talks about. And if you don't believe in the Bible, that is your choice. But I still implore you to read it, but with a different mindset. That everything that's inside of it was not allegory. It's not allegorical, that it literally is prophecy as you walk and talk and breathe and move. And see it in a different way, because when I look at it that way, and now that I'm seeing things outside of the things I've experienced, it's saying something totally different than what people are pretending around here. And this is what we're seeing right now is just the beginning of the plagues, of the with the locusts. We got locusts going on that they're not talking about no more. Eating up crops. We're gonna be having food shortages. Like, just come on, people, let's put two and two together. If they do, God forbid, but if they do close ports, that means no shipments, nothing's coming in, nothing's going out. That means that your favorite products or things you need and desire, things you're used to and accustomed to making your life more grandiose, aren't gonna be there. It's gonna be a shortage of several things. So this isn't just a flu. And what I'm saying isn't hearsay, it's what I'm seeing in front of me. And it's to the point I don't even want to pretend that what I've placed as important in my life will still be important outside of my family, my loved ones, my faith, my hopes for the future. I mean, everything is going to change. In how you move with your family, how you breathe, how you eat, how you maneuver, how you survive. Who can survive in America? I think people need to start thinking about those things. Most people are not prepared for shit, a week, let alone two. Oh my God, three. But wait, Homeland Security told us to be prepared for 6 months, almost over a year ago now. Who's prepared for that? In working class America, where if you stay home from work when you're sick, that means that you've lost half of your paycheck almost, which means you can't pay your bills, which means your ass is evicted, which means now you're homeless and you can't feed your freaking family. I almost dropped that F-bomb, but I'm trying my amethyst dynakins, my lovelies, not to say that word, but woo, when the time comes when I need it, trust me, believe, your ears gonna need it too. But until then, this is what I'm saying. What are we gonna do? And I'm not talking spiritually as just like praying and believing. I mean, as far as knowing that the Most High, our Elohim, did not create us to not be prepared for such a time as this. I mean, I know miracles happen. At the same time, what are people going to do right here, right now, while you still have a chance? And I'm not talking about going out to the stores hoarding all of the products and the tissue so people can't wipe their ass. Because truth be told, I wouldn't be in a big crowd. I don't want to be. Especially if this is as airborne and contagious as is going around. The news stations that aren't on the mainstream media, all those people probably just inoculated each other. Pass it around, super spreaders, everywhere you go. Houston has two cases now today, just 30 minutes ago. You got Las Vegas, LA, Santa Clara, somewhere in the Bay Area, San Francisco, Seattle, somewhere in Oregon, Colorado, where everybody gets their cannabis. Think about that. How do you like those apples? But that's another consideration for another segment. The cannabis industry and Coronichi. I'm a little baffled. Come on, y'all. Come on. Give me something. Give me something to work with. Because what I'm seeing right now in front of me ain't looking like we're about to be playing Ring Around Rosie. pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down in the playground with the monkey bars and the swing set and playing hide and go seek it in dodgeball, I see something of a lot less happy. I've worn myself out on this one, yo. I think I'm gonna go think, and then I'm gonna come back with those thoughts for another part to this particular aspect of episode 2. And I wish for everyone to be surrounded by light and love, and not in panic, but in preparation. Preparation, not panic. There is a difference. As I've been wanting to push into those that I've went to school with, at college, people I've been around in my adult life, y'all need to pay attention to the signs in front of you so that you, your life, God could be giving you a sign. The powers that be, you can't rely on them to tell you everything. Before I get off, can somebody help me understand that? Why do we rely on the powers that be to tell us what to do and how to do it and when to do it and when to move, just like we are robotic beings? I don't expect anyone of the top officials in the WHO or CDC or even the White House right now to come out of their mouth and tell you how to move when, or if there's a pandemic, when what you see is what you get, baby. What do y'all want from these people? They gotta keep going. They gotta keep it going. Because if they tell you that, that means everything crashes down upon thee. And there would be no reason for it. Would be anarchy. Of course, they're not going to tell you until they have to tell you, because it's told without them telling you. But that's the end of here. My dog has went crazy, and that